This is Earth and Sky on the Flammulated Owl, an owl so small you could hold one in the palm of your hand.
If you could see one of these owls up close, you'd notice rusty-colored feathers on its face and shoulders. The feathers make a pattern like candle flames, hence the name Flammulated Owl. But you're not likely to spot this owl. Its feathers are the color of tree bark.
Flammulated owls nest throughout the American West, mostly in evergreen forests. They lay their eggs in the tree cavities hacked out by small woodpeckers. In stands of mature ponderosa pine and Douglas fir, the owls seem to raise more young.
That's important because these owls don't reproduce very fast. Other small owls may lay as many as 7 eggs at a time. But 2 or 3 seems to be the limit for flammulated owls. Many of the big ponderosa pines and Douglas firs have already been logged off, so there's not much good owl habitat left. What's more, in many national forests, the policy has been to prevent fires. This may leave them too dense to be good owl habitat. So the owl that's named for a flame may actually benefit from forest fires.
That's our show for today. By the way, students in grades K through 12 can make their own science radio shows. For more information on our Young Producers Contest, visit us on the web at earthsky.com.
Special thanks today to our friends at the U.S. Forest Service, caring for your national forests and grasslands. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.